Sports View, broadcast on BBC Radio, 15th of August, 1967.
The world heavyweight champion is the man who can whoop every man in the world. He's superior to all men physically in the ring. And at this time, I can physically whoop every man in the world. Have never been whooped. I whooped Sonny Liston fair and square. Whooped him twice, a man who they said was unbeatable. Defended the title 11 times, went to every country. Fought challenges from every country. Gave everybody a chance. No return clauses in my contracts. And I'm known as the established heavyweight champion of the whole world. I'm the fastest, the classiest, the most scientific. And ranked as the fastest heavyweight in history. And it's impossible for someone to say, I am no, dethroned when I haven't been whooped.
Now, the title was taken away from you because you refused to go into the army, and there is a chance that you could go to jail for this.
Oh, I knew that when I stuck up for the Islamic belief, 1,000% that I would catch Prussians. And many people, religious people in the past, Jesus spent some time in jail, Moses spent some time in jail, Noah, Lot, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Ali himself, Martin Luther King, all men who stand up for their beliefs in a society where that is not understood or is misrepresented, naturally suffer punishments, but in the end they're always much greater after they serve the time.
You'd rather do this than, for instance, leave the country and live abroad?
Oh, I'll never leave the country. I've had many offers to leave the country, to go to other countries, to be citizens of their governments, but my people are here. The 22 million people struggle for freedom, justice, and equality. I have the image. I can do a lot to help, in jail or not.
If all goes well and you don't go to jail, I understand you...
If I don't go to jail, I'll be on my comeback trail. I'll make them scuffle with the shuffle.